This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. New sanctions have been levied against Niger's military junta Tuesday, hours after its coup leaders rejected the latest diplomatic efforts by a joint delegation from West African states, the African Union, and the United Nations. The junta leaders denied the delegation entry to the country, saying a climate of threatened aggression made it impossible to hold talks on ending the constitutional crisis there, where members of the Presidential Guard took control and continue to detain democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum and his family. The West African regional bloc known as ECOWAS has closed neighboring borders to Niger and threatened military intervention unless Bazoum is reinstated, though a Sunday deadline for the coup leaders to comply passed without action. The bloc is holding an emergency meeting Thursday. Security analyst and Niger resident Oldayande Orayo told the Associated Press Wednesday the coup leaders, he believes, the coup leaders will not be easily swayed.
Coup making, it's a game of life and death. You succeed, you win. You lose, you'll be killed. Nobody who will get into a coup making, we want to surrender power merely at the table of negotiation. Whether we like it or not, they had their goals, they had their objectives. And let me tell you, any coup that has succeeded beyond 24 hours has come to stay.
Officials in Russia say 45 people were injured following an explosion on the grounds of a factory north of Moscow that makes optical equipment for Russia's security forces. Six of the injured had reportedly severe injuries. Officials said the blast Wednesday occurred at a warehouse storing fireworks, though it was on the grounds of the Sikorsk Optics manufacturing plant. The regional governor said the company had rented out the warehouse for storage, but later said the plant was mostly producing pyrotechnics. This is VOA News. Thousands of people have been evacuated from homes around northwest and central Slovenia, where flooding and mudslides caused by days of heavy rain have killed at least six people and affected tens of thousands of households. The army, firefighters, and rescuers have been working to free others in clear streets. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, visited the stricken country Wednesday and pledged the European Union will make at least $440 million accessible to Slovenia for aid. Addressing the Slovenian Assembly, von der Leyen commiserated with the Slovenian people.
Thousands of families have been evacuated. Almost all businesses in the hardest hit areas are affected. And tragically, six people have lost their lives. It is a national and a European tragedy.
Von der Leyen said part of the problem was climate change and reiterated the need for collective efforts to combat its impact. An aid organization in Haiti says that the American nurse Alex Dorsonville and her daughter have been freed nearly 2 weeks after they were kidnapped in the capital, Port-au-Prince. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Christian group founded by Dorsonville's husband asked on Wednesday that neither she nor her family be contacted because they are healing from the situation. Witnesses told the Associated Press that our men seized the New Hampshire native, Alex Dorsonville, and her daughter in late July from a clinic in the gang-controlled area of Port-au-Prince, where Dorsonville works. The Christian group founded by Dorsonville's husband has offered medical care, education, and other basic services to people of the country's poorest areas. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Authorities in Norway are considering blowing up a dam that is at risk of bursting days after days of heavy rain to prevent downstream communities from being deluged. The Glomma, North Norway's longest and most voluminous river, is dammed at the Braskerfisk hydroelectric power plant, which was underwater and out of operation Wednesday. Police said a controlled explosion before the dam fails would allow officials to control the flow of water. Eight Amazon nations have called on industrialized nations to do more to help preserve the world's largest rainforests after a summit in Brazil. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The leaders of the South American nations that are home to the Amazon, meeting at a two-day summit, said that the task of stopping the destruction of the rainforest cannot fall to just a few, and the crisis has been caused by so many. The members of the Amazon Cooperation Treaty Organization are hoping a united front will give them a major voice in global talks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this and other stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.